Look at those two winners. Yeah. You can tell these two won the genetic lottery. Oh, boy! Woo! All right, let's... I need to tone it down. Not allowed to make fun of people in this modern woke-topia. Of course, the left is allowed to make fun of you, of course. You cis, hetero, normative, oppressor, scum, you! I guess that's more insulting than making fun. Kind of the same difference, though, because when you make fun of people, you're insulting them. And they're allowed to do that to you, but don't make fun of them. Don't insult them. Well, I'm gonna. If you don't like it, you can piss off. Okay, so, yeah. Lovely individuals there. Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. Of course, that's all subjective, right? Yeah. There's no such thing as, objective beauty standards. No such thing. Yeah. Okay. Is screen capture on? Yeah, there we go. Alright. Yep. Shiny happy people holding hands there. They might be shiny. I don't know if they're happy. So this is a video link that somebody sent me. And I thought it was interesting, something I wanted to review because it kind of falls in line with my opinions, my views on homelessness, how the majority of homeless people, and this is a fact, you do a survey of these people, you'll find the majority of them are homeless because of choices they have made, because they want to be homeless. Now, I know that the majority of you out there who are normies don't get it. Why would anybody want to be homeless? That sucks. It rains, you get wet and cold, and then you get a cold, and you get sick, and it's so miserable, and it's just so horrible, and you are, beholden to the elements, and you have so little control over your life, over your environment. When it's hot, you're hot. When it's cold, you're cold. You know, AC, no heat. It's just such a degrading existence. Well, why would anybody want that? Well, there's a certain level of freedom to that, though. And some people think that level of freedom is worth it. But the majority of the time, they just claim it's about freedom as a cope. When the truth of the matter is, that's just a pretext to cover up the real reason they're homeless, which is because they made a bunch of bad fucking decisions. A whole bunch! And this couple is no exception! Anyway, let's take a look at what they have to say. Maybe it'll be interesting. I don't know. Let's see. Can always shut it off and move on to another story if it's not, because I have not watched this video and I rarely, if ever, review the material beforehand that I'm going to review during the show because I want my responses to be genuine. Anyhow, let's see if this is worth our time.
Me too.
Look at this. First of all, I got a comment. This guy seems like a real soy boy. He's got his woman's tattoo on his back and he's got his head on her shoulder, not the other way around. So he's kind of a, pathetic, simpy weakling who is looking to his woman to comfort him when he should be comforting her. Just thought I would point that out.
All right.
Also, the fact that he looks like a reptilian with all the green fucking tattoo artwork, if you can call it that, all over his fucking face. Gee, I wonder why somebody who's tattooed their entire face is living in a box. I'm sure it has nothing to do with the fact that nobody wants to hire somebody whose face looks like that of a fucking iguana. Oh, no!
Roman and Jesse, right?
Yes, it is. But everybody calls me Flame.
Flame?
And this is my Harley Quinn.
where are you guys from?
She's from Thousand Oaks. I'm from Agoura Hills.
So, kind of West Valley of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Were Mommy and Daddy very religious people? And you rebelled against that to the extreme. Notice she has no tattoos I can see. Huh, interesting.
And, tell me about your childhood. You had both your parents, Roman?
What is that? Was that the upside down pentagram on his face? That's like the worst tattoo of them all. Like underneath his right eye, there's a fucking upside down pentagram. So he's a Satanist? Oh, that's lovely.
The childhood would have to start with, I had my mother and my grandfather and my grandmother.
Mommy was a drug addict. She abused me. Grandpa banged me in the ass, pegged me. Allegedly. Maybe. I don't know. I'm sure it was dramatic. I'm sure there was some weird shit going on there.
My father was not in the picture because my mom...
Of course.
She was obviously partying and doing drugs and
how do they call that so easily?
Put my dad in jail what is it called? A child support purpose.
Wow. Wow. Mommy put daddy in jail because he couldn't afford to pay child support. And of course, she picked a man who couldn't afford to pay child support and decided to leave that man, who, even if he was able to support a family before that, after the divorce, he couldn't afford two households. So, yeah, put him in jail. That makes a lot of sense.
To get in custody of me, so I grew up in a nice big mansion house. My mom's an actress. My grandfather's a capital avengerist.
You grew up in a mansion? Well, then why did your mom want child support? Oh, Lord, because of course she was a vindictive shrew. Yeah, and that's generally how women get back at men who they haven't lived up to their expectations, wants, desires. Yeah.
Until I was 13, and my mom dated a man who was involved in some things, and...
He abused me! I knew there was some sexual abuse going on somewhere. Usually it's oftentimes either the grandfather that the mommy is living with or something, or the dude that she's dating. By the way, are you aware that your child is 40 times more likely to be abused by a step-parent or a significant other who is not the natural parent than the natural parent themselves? 40 times more likely. Not 4, 40. Single mommies out there, you need to be more careful about who you let around your kids.
Sadly, my mom was murdered, but they concluded it as a suicide in 2011. From there, I started rebelling, tattooing my face, thinking it was cool, going to jail all the way till I was 18.
This is what happens when young men have no fathers and just a female role model influence in their life. I mean, you saw him earlier, how feminine he was acting, and how feminine he's acting now. No stoicism here at all.
18, met a girl. She was involved with robbing houses. So she robbed a bunch of houses. I took the charges because she was going to have my kid. Ended up killing my kid. I did 5 years in prison. Just got out.
Wow. Great decision-making skills. Yeah. So he's a white knight simp as well. Brilliant. Brilliant!
I met my beautiful wife.
So who killed your child?
I'm not gonna say that intentionally. I'm gonna say that crystal methamphetamine killed our child, because that's what ultimately was the major problem. But that's irrelevant.
It's abortion. Well, she can kill the kid. That's okay. If the mother wants to kill the child, it's abortion. It's not illegal. Oh, but it's killing if it's done with crystal meth. But it's not killing if it's done by a doctor or with the morning after pill. That's interesting.
Because we're focused on our life now, and we're going to have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful boy or girl.
So you're pregnant, Jesse?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's brilliant. You're homeless, and you're going to have a kid. Lovely.
So back to your child that you lost, someone was giving you crystal meth?
Just out of respect, I just try not to, like, talk about that part, because it sounds kind of hurt.
Understood.
But I just know that everything's supposed to happen for the reason that it happens, you know?
What nonsense is this? That's interesting coping. So he has no coping, no ability to cope with anything. He's extremely weak. He's not a man. So his way of coping is employing copium, illogic, sophistry. Everything happens for a reason. And if I use that logic, that lack of logic, and employ that type of reasoning, then I don't have to actually employ any actual reasoning or deal with anything. Yeah.
And, it, you know, it wasn't meant to happen. It wasn't, like, given Crystal, the person that was pregnant was injecting Crystal.
Oh, I see.
And, yeah.
So what was the reason? Everything's supposed to happen for a reason. Well, why did that happen? Because a woman that was pregnant used crystal meth. What's the reason for that? The implication being that there's some high power at work, and there's some positive that's going to come out of this. You're seeing God kill my baby, made my wife, my girlfriend, whatever she was, take crystal meth, because there's some kind of positive outcome going to come from that. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, buddy. Yeah.
This is very unfortunate, but it's, hey, it built me into the man that I am today, very strong.
No, you're not. The man you are today, you're covered in all this zinc. You look like a lizard. You're homeless. You have to have your head on your girlfriend's shoulder. You can't cope with any real adversity, and you're strong. Oh boy.
What did the drugs start for you, bro?
I was 13. I started smoking weed in jail. And it may look like from body language and whatnot, and that. Maybe that's just in my head, but. That I have a drug problem. It's just the things that I've been going through recently in the past 4 weeks with this pandemic and being out of jail and seeing the world for what it truly is. It's just the initial shock, and then I don't know how to handle it. I have a lot of like anxiety. So yeah. That's why my body language looks the way it does.
But I'm strong!
I stutter is what I talk the way I do, because I don't really know how to express myself except through my music.
But I'm strong!
So you're a musician?
I'm actually a company owner. I have a company, entertainment company called Royal Enlightened Bloodline.
Aren't you homeless? You got a company? Why are you homeless then? You're a musician, huh? Not a very good one, apparently.
Entertainment, and what I focus on is enlightening individuals that are in the dark and. Not so much bragging or saying I'm better than, or just showing them.
Dude, you're homeless, and you're covered in tattoos. Who are you better than?
Through expression and making them feel good.
That... He enlightens people? About what? How to get high more effectively? What the fuck is this guy talking about?
There's something more to life than what people think. Because when you start to think, that's when everything fails.
He's trying to rationalize. He's in denial. There's more to life than just making money and being successful in the colloquial sense. Yeah, you tell yourself that because you're a loser.
But if you weren't thinking and you were just relaxing and being the being that we are supposed to be, then we'd be freaky.
See, I told you. See, I did I say homeless people? Oh, I'm homeless. I want to be more free. No, you're homeless because you're a loser who made bad decisions, and you continue to make bad decisions. That's why you're homeless.
So tell me about your childhood. Your mom was an actress?
My mom, she was an actress, model, if you want to put the labels on the occupation. More so, she was a star. She was a figure, a Hollywood figure.
Somebody famous?
Does this guy make any sense to you? He's barely intelligible.
She was in Lost Boys. She was in Queen of the Damned. She dated Robert Downey Jr. She did Prince. And then he had his club out in Hollywood. Joey Isgrove from the Gambino crime family.
It wouldn't be too hard to figure out who this broad is. You just researched these movies and find out what broad, what actress, by looking at the end credits, was in all of them. Good job there, doxing your mommy, eh? By the way, this is yet another cautionary tale of why you should not listen to celebrities in regards to, anything.
Big producer for MGM Records and whatnot.
Well, then why is she letting you live on the street? Is she still successful? Or is she now a homeless bum like you?
And it's just because of all these, like, higher up elite people doesn't make bigger, so it's just... It's something exciting. It's just entertainment. And instead of watching movies as a kid, I was behind the scenes helping write the scripts to movies and direct.
Does anybody believe that? I don't believe that. This kid was helping write scripts and shit? Yeah, I don't think so.
I mean, a more elite status behind the scenes than that, you know? So
So
yes, my sister's actress. My auntie, she's a photographer, as yourself. A beautiful, beautiful woman, but psychotic in the brain right now. I have no idea why. Nor do I want to question it. I just got away from it.
So you're kind of on your own now.
Yeah, do you imagine that the hotter a chick is, it seems that more often than not, the crazier they are. Yeah. Shocker there.
No. I have God.
Yeah, but you and Jesse are on your own.
I have God and like Jesse.
So, and Jesse, what's your story? You grew up where? In Thousand Oaks?
Yeah. I've kind of been through a lot lately, and I think...
Start from your childhood, baby.
I think...
open up a little bit. It's hard for her to express herself, too.
It's hard for either of you to express yourself. I didn't understand half of what you said.
I usually speak for her, because I can feel the frequency vibration from her.
Frequency vibration? What the fuck? It's a mystery why they're homeless.
Go ahead, this is your time to like express yourself and vent, you know, cry if you have to, or just talk to me and talk to the camera.
Don't do drugs, kids. Don't do drugs.
Hard, and this is a big deal to open up like this.
Look at this. Yeah, woman today are so strong, she can't even speak without crying.
Thank you.
Oh, realist, it's not her fault she's homeless. Look, she's obviously a victim. Yeah, he's been a victim too. So what? Did they do anything about it, or did they just reinforce their own bad... did they just reinforce these problems by choosing to make bad decisions and use drugs and do things that were detrimental to their mental health? Did they do anything to change their situation, improve their situation, to improve their mental health, or did they simply feed into these issues and make them worse? They need to be held accountable for their choices.
And for me, just talk to me. Just talk to me and tell me about your childhood. The good part, okay?
Well, I'm privileged, I guess. I grew up in Ventura County. Blessed to have been raised there. And I know it.
You don't look blessed. You look cursed. But I'm white. So I'm automatically blessed. Because I'm an oppressor. Because I'm white. And have privilege. Obviously. Because I'm living in a box.
I was always so quick to tell everybody who's from where I'm from that they are blessed, and that, this world's hard.
Maybe you can talk about your childhood. What were you like? Just like, your mom, what does she do?
My mom is a hairdresser and has been for 45 years.
Oh, boy. Yeah. 45 years a hairdresser? Your mom's been a hairdresser for 45 years? What are you, 12? She don't look that old. She's in her 20s. Mom's been a hairdresser for 45 years, huh? Mom had kids at an older age, maybe. Yeah.
45 years.
And that's where you got the inspiration to do the cosmetology and
yeah. I have been doing hair since I was 13.
But you're homeless!
Drugs since I was 11.
Wow.
That's kind of where it all started. So, I mean, the hair.
She's got no tits. She's very skinny. Yeah. She's on the starvation diet, drug diet, heroin and crack. That's her diet.
Brought out the creativity, so it was more like an escape.
He's got his pants pulled down, like any good inmate that wants to get fucked in the ass would. It's advertising that you're a submissive and you're looking for some butt sex, and you're looking to be the catcher. That's what having the pants pulled down like that means. So that's lovely. It's, again, I don't know how these two are homeless. It's a mystery.
Away from the drugs, because I made the drugs more important, I guess.
It's just recreation. Was there pain behind the reason why you were doing the drugs?
Recreation. I need recreation to distract myself from my pain that I can't deal with or cope with. But that's not my fault.
Like, was there a reason that you had to escape? Because, like, if you were having a great, blessed childhood, then there was no reason to even escape or nothing.
No? Right, here we go. Make it excuses. Yeah, make excuses, Pinhead. Make excuses.
Was there more deeper things going on? Or are you not comfortable?
I love how he's trying to act like the therapist. Why don't you turn that relatively weak-powered perception back on yourself, pal?
I'm not really comfortable.
Okay.
I'm not comfortable talking about all this stuff. Yeah, you can tell she was abused in many different ways and positions.
I would love to hear about that on the side, because these are things that, as my wife, I should even know about, you know? And I know it's hard to but you have to allow, like, the drugs, like, are just a, like, occupation. You can't, another person can't look at you and say, oh, you do drugs. It's irrelevant. It's like, oh, well, you drink.
Doing drugs is irrelevant? Well, that might be why you're homeless, pal. We don't think it's a relevant issue.
Which I've never let happen, really.
So they're both using each other to avoid dealing with their issues. They're both enabling the other in their poor choices. That's great.
I didn't.
I just want to let you know there's more to you than just, oh, I'm a heroin addict, or I'm a this addict. Mind you,
not really. Not at the moment.
She just got sober, cold turkey, 4 weeks for our relationship and our baby. Cold turkey. It's
from heroin.
15 years. She's been slamming for 15 years and just stopped for me. Excuse me, the selfish.
How was that interesting?
How the hell are you going to raise a baby living in a box? I don't get this. I guess they'll probably get more social welfare. Maybe once she pumps the kid out, the state will give her a free house. Gotta incentivize that poor decision making.
I mean, it's emotion.
Realist, you're so evil. How could you make fun of these poor, pathetic losers? You're so horrible. Yeah, I'm horrible. Yeah.
Emotional. And then having to deal with my family on top of all of that. And the betrayal. I mean, I'm heartbroken.
Well, you don't have to deal with them. You're homeless, ain't you? You're beholden to nobody. Why would you have to deal with these people? If you are, that's your choice. So, another bad decision. Brilliant.
And today some things were expressed. Because I went to jail while we were in our relationship. I had to say it. It's the last time I'm sick. And I found out that Jesse cheated on me. I was in jail. But I forgive her. I forgive her because we were so solid in our relationship.
Mega simp.
And you know what? I did. It was both equally part, and I take full responsibility for my part.
Uh-huh, yeah. Because you didn't cheat, she cheated, but you had a part in that. Okay.
That's something that's the biggest thing I've ever had to do in my life, is step up and just be, you know what, I forgive you, because I've been forgiven so many times. And I got on my hands and knees today for 2 hours and screamed to the sky, saying, if there's anything, higher power, I give up all negative, all evil, all anything, voodoo, hexes, anything on me, I cast it away from me. And I allow...
Voodoo hexes? He got down on his hands and knees for 2 hours and railed to the sky? See, realist, it's not his fault he's homeless. He has mental health issues. And how much has he done to address them? I mean, he's been honest enough in the fact that he recognizes he has problems. Mental health problems, drug use problems. He admits that, but what has he done to address them? Oh, nothing. Doesn't that mean it's his fault? No! It's the fault of whoever abused him! You mean his single mommy? Shut up, misogynist!
All positivity to bind our relationship, and then here your friend comes down the street on a bike. And I have the plan for you. I have a plan for you, and I met you. That's why you're very...
God was riding a bike? What? His friend was riding a bike and has a plan? Because gurus that have the solutions, the answers to all our problems, they regularly get around on bicycles. They don't drive Mercedes Benzes.
So you guys have been living on the street for how long?
Well,
Since you've been out of jail?
No, I really I hate to say it like that. We're not considered like transit or homeless. We're sovereign and free, but.
See, I told you. We're not homeless. We're sovereign and free. Can't be free and have a roof over your head? Freedom requires you to live in a box? It's interesting logic.
We have a place to go, her parents' house. The only reason I can't go to her parents' house.
Neighbors.
Well, I have to be honest or no? It's too personal. No. Well, her father and I, we didn't really get along, only because...
She imagined that. She imagined that. Her father doesn't like her dating, being married. By the way, I don't think these two are actually married in any legal sense. I think whatever union they have is totally, completely unofficial, and they've just pledged themselves to each other, and they call it a marriage. He don't like her, this guy too much. Her father. Actually, I wonder why. Dude with the tattoo on his face of a pentagram, upside down symbol that represents a goat. With those 2 points representing the horns, it's a satanic symbol. Yeah, gee, I wonder why her father don't like you, pal. Yeah.
I like loud music. I'm a rapper. And he's older and likes turning down the music. And he kind of got at me a little sideways one day saying, hey, what do you think? You just walk all over me like I'm a little bitch. And when I hear that word, I instantly reacted. And even though that's her father, we're men at the end of the day.
Oh, so you put your hands on him. So her father lets you stay in his house and you disrespect him and you don't follow his rules, even though it's your house and you're not paying a lick of rent. And he doesn't like the music and you don't like something he said. So you get in a physical altercation with her father. Because you're a big giant pussy at the end of the day, who's controlled by your emotions, just like a woman. But you're in a man's body, so you go, oh, at the end of the day, we're men, so that justifies me assaulting her father. Yeah. Oh, but he's homeless because he's mentally ill. It's not his fault. He's not making bad decisions like beating up his wife's father. Feel sorry for him.
And punching him in his face. So he forgave me, I forgave him, and I'm not allowed to go over there. And we don't need to rely on anybody else for, you know, I'm a freelancer, I have ways.
What do you mean you don't have to rely on anybody else? I guarantee you they're getting some kind of assistance from the state in some form. So I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, relying on anybody else. Even if you're eating garbage, you're relying on somebody else because somebody had to grow that food, somebody had to produce that food, somebody had to buy that food, and then somebody had to throw that food out so you could avail yourself of it. So you are absolutely positively relying on others. So give me a fucking break with your sovereign bullshit, pinhead.
To make money, I'm also a...
Well, that's relying on others too, in a sense.
A webmaster, computers is my specialty.
Does anybody think that this guy is a tech whiz? I don't. He can barely communicate in his own native tongue.
This is my specialty. Operating anything on a computer, such as businesses, virtual network, programming, phishing, spy, anything. Photo editing.
So Jesse,
yeah, he's so good at that stuff that he's living in a box. Get the fuck out of here! This is some fantasy land bullshit.
You looking forward to this baby? This is your first?
Yeah.
Yeah, these two will be wonderful parents. Yeah. She's just like her parent, her mother, and he's just like his mother. So you got two women essentially, one in a man's body and another who is not actually a real woman. They're both broken, and they're going to raise a kid. That's lovely. Yeah, make another broken human being. Great. Because we need more of those.
Yeah. You know, it's a boy or girl? Have you seen a doctor yet or anything?
No, this is very recent.
Lovely. No prenatal care yet. That's great. I'm sure that kid isn't going to come out looking like Quasimodo. Oh, no.
The line's literally just...
Yeah.
The line is too long, and you know, God forbid I go out and get a real job and have to work for the man and be able to afford a real doctor that I can pay for. That would make me a slave. I wouldn't be sovereign anymore.
God, sorry, I'm sorry.
Really, really, excuse me, Bruno.
do you think you'll be working by the time the baby comes, or what do you see?
We're self-employed. I already started.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're so self-employed, you're living in a box. What?
Her business, her, well, she's actually unemployed.
What do you guys do for money?
Oh, that's what I do. I make beats, freelance. I make.
Oh boy, here we go. Yeah, challenging their delusions, their fake fantasy faux world. Yeah.
Websites I develop, I photo edit. DJ.
Who's paid? Who out there think this guy's getting paid anything to do any of that stuff? Raise your fucking hand.
Right now I don't have the foundation. I haven't had the foundation to even set up anything.
Yeah, you did. You had a place to live, but you decided to punch your father in the face because he didn't like your loud music in his house where you're not paying any rent.
I have two phones. If I were to have three, four days, I'll be set. I'll have my own spot after right after that.
Well, I'm sure. I mean, you're just homeless because you want to be. Oh, it's a truck. I mean, yeah, well, yeah, that's true. But he doesn't recognize the behavior that he is essentially putting out there that is leading to his homelessness. Yeah.
So, like, even just to be off just 4 days, think clearly. We've been walking in Tucson. I had to leave my auntie's house and go homeless in the state. Got us all the way back here. You know how expensive those tickets are? And having nothing.
Oh, but I thought you don't need to rely on anybody else. Expensive tickets. Where'd you get the money for that? Probably had to borrow it from family. But he don't need nobody else.
Just my wordplay, and you know what got us here? Honesty. True. That's what got here, because if you're...
No, what's got you there is hiding from the truth, hiding from your issues, hiding from reality, creating a fake, a faux, a fantasy world, reinforcing your own fucking delusions and not facing reality or coping with it. That's what's gotten you here, Pinhead.
Manipulative, and you try to manipulate or finagle, and people notice that. They smell that instantly.
What is it with homeless people in this weird esoteric talk? Anybody out there have had a conversation with a homeless person? Many times they sound like this fucking guy. Trying to be some kind of swami guru with this self-help, mumbo-jumbo, pretend Taoist nonsense.
And I'm grateful that we're on this path that we're on. And honesty and truth and integrity.
But there you go, he's grateful. He's grateful, he's homeless.
Getting a little bit more deeper than expected.
So, Roman, do you say your mom is dead or she's alive?
You have to cut that out, please. Yeah. We'll stop right. We'll get something.
All
right.
Yeah, she's alive, obviously. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll edit that out.
Yeah, that's personal for you to know. Yeah. I'm sorry.
And,
But he's so strong.
So where do you see, you think you'll settle down in Los Angeles, or where will you go?
Well, hopefully after today, I'm wanting to collaborate with whatever, I don't know specifically what you have done this thing on this, like if you do photography, interviewing, I don't know what it's for, or the content of it all, nor do I care, because you opened your studio to us. I would just like to settle down. Well, we already settled down where we need to. It's right here. It's where everyone needs to settle down at.
What does that mean? Settle down in my heart? What the fuck does that mean? Jesus Christ.
Are you guys still using... So?
No, we're not using drugs.
Not using anything of it right now.
No.
Who believes that?
I smoke... I guess I smoke weed.
Yeah.
Isn't that a drug?
I do things, it's in the bathroom, it's my business,
I do things in the bathroom, they're my business, but I'm not doing any drugs. It's just smoking some weed and some other stuff that's none of your business, but I'm not doing drugs. What the fuck?
Once in a while to get to do my music and take away the stress from the thing.
The stress from the life that I have chosen,
I had to do it to me. I act like I have it all figured out, but I don't, man.
Yeah, you obviously don't have anything figured out. Meanwhile, he doesn't want to talk about anything. He wants to avoid all these issues, so of course he's not going to solve any.
Like, I have it all figured out, but I don't. I really don't. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
A man crying in front of his woman. But he said he's strong. Anybody say denial?
I don't know if we're going to be down here or there. I'm just tired. I'm tired of being lost. I got blisters on my feet. My own blood kicked me on it. If I stayed, I don't even know. The gangs are way worse out there, dude. And like, I don't.
You punched her father in the face. What did you do to your own family? Yeah, they kicked you out. I wonder why. You're such an upstanding citizen. I'm sure they had no reason to kick you out.
Well, with that, it's not fair to have my girlfriend who's pregnant walking down the street.
Girlfriend? I thought she was your wife.
Human trafficking? You know how scary that is? Not only for me, but for her.
What, were you pimping her out? Is that how you're making your money?
I had to joke around and be like, oh, these guys are going to try to pimp you out. The one guy, he's like, you guys can stay in our motel room. And when I got into the motel room, he's like, oh, what do you need? I said, I don't need anything. He's like, okay, well, you guys can use that bed. And I was like, okay. And I was like, I'm going to go get something for Angie. He's like, you're not leaving. He's like, well, if you leave, you got to leave your bitch here. I said, well, like, and mind you, I can't do anything. This dude's huge, got three of his homeboys. I'm in a different state, and guns are legal out there. You know,
talking about Arizona.
Scared I was, all I could do was make sarcastic jokes at her, and she's thinking I'm playing around. I'm like, oh, hey, you should go outside and smoke a cigarette real quick. It's just scary shit. In my head, I haven't even been able to take a deep breath and even relax or shower.
All right. Well, thank you so much for talking with me, you guys.
Thank you.
And good luck with your baby and your futures. And...
Well, there we go. Got so many broken people here in the West. And this is a direct result of single mother households, of course. I mean, look at this guy. These horrible tattoos. Pentagram on his face. Who's going to hire this fucking guy? Ain't nobody going to hire this guy. He's got a felony record, spent 5 years in jail. All his fault. Bad choices he made, by the way. I'm sure she has a criminal record as well. Gonna have a baby, both drug users. And who out there thinks that this broad is gonna stay clean until her baby is born? I don't. So they're gonna pop out a retard or a dysfunctional kid. Autistic or just low IQ, like these two morons. Because who out there thinks that the genes are going to mutate to the point where there's a positive outcome and this kid is like some super high IQ? Anybody? No, I don't think so. Can you imagine how fucked up the chromosomes of these two people are with all the fucking drugs they've done? Yeah, that kid, he's going to be lucky if he's flipping burgers at McDonald's for the rest of his life, okay? This is what the West has come to, and it's because of single mothers. But anyway, yeah, there you go. Look into the life and times of a homeless, pseudo-married couple. And this is, if this isn't a majority of your homeless people, it's certainly a large percentage. Yeah, they have mental problems, but a lot of their issues are caused by and directly magnified by their own bad choices. Well, realists, they have no choice but to make bad choices. They're mentally ill. How can they make good choices? But he's sitting there recognizing his bad choices. He's saying, I did this, I did that, and this was wrong, and that was wrong. So he's recognizing the bad choices he made, and yet he's continuing to make bad choices. So he's choosing to make bad choices. so it's his choice! But somehow we, in society who are not making all these bad choices, are supposed to feel sorry for this guy and help him, which really just enables him to make more bad choices because he's clearly not interested in getting out of the life he's currently in. So there you go. There you go. My take on this homeless couple. Let me know what you think. Am I an evil, horrible, heartless bastard for not having sympathy for these people, or am I right on the fucking money? Or is it somewhere in between? Let me know what you think in the comment section. And please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. Go check it out.